Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So blessed that you're with me today. Grateful for you. Grateful for what God is doing in your life. It's my prayer that you are studying His Word, not only individually, maybe along with this study, that you're growing in your walk with the Lord, your closeness to Him, and that your faith is getting stronger and stronger every day as you study and live according to His Word. We want to go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our time together, so pray with me if you will. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks again for your word. It's by your word that our faith does grow. And we bless you and we thank you for the opportunity to have our faith in you to grow, our knowledge of you to grow, and Lord, our knowledge of ourselves. So we pray today that you will bless us and keep us as we continue to study these things and that you do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is No Divisive Ranks, and it's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 3 and verse 11. Paul the Apostle wrote to the Colossian church concerning putting off their old man or old way of living and putting on the new man, which followed the ways of Jesus Christ. Their lives were now different as they believed in Jesus, and they should reflect him in their actions, activities, and attitudes. In chapter 3 and verse 11 of his letter, Paul let the Colossians know there is not a national, social, or positional difference between those who have received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We read, "Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all and in all." The verse begins, "Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision." As Paul the Apostle continued to instruct the Colossian church members with the idea of disputing the position of the false teaching Gnostics and Judaizers on his mind, he began to show the equality of the people once they had received Jesus Christ. As a reference to their positions in Christ, he began, "Where there is neither Greek," which means a Greek either by nationality, whether a native of the mainland or of the Greek islands or colonies. And in a wider sense, the name embraces all nations, not Jews, that made the language, customs, and learning of the Greeks their own. The primary reference is to a difference of religion and worship, nor Jew, or those who belong to the Jewish nation as respect to birth, origin, and religion. He added circumcision nor uncircumcision, or those who had been circumcised and those who have not. In other words, as Christians, the Colossians, who were Greeks and were normally uncircumcised, they were no different than the Jews who were usually circumcised. The verse goes on to say, "barbarian, Scythian." Paul continues his list with barbarian, which means one whose speech is rude, rough, and harsh, one who speaks a foreign or strange language which is not understood by another. The term was used by the Greek of any foreigner ignorant of the Greek language, whether mental or moral, with the added notion after the Persian War of rudeness and brutality. This term implied and promoted a normal separation from this group in the past. He added Scythian, which means rude or rough, and these people were inhabitants of Scythia, or modern-day Russia. They were regarded as the wildest of barbarians. Still, when these Scythians came to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, there was no difference between them. Finally, the verse reads, "bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all." Paul included the positions of the people socially, as he included bond, which means a slave, bondman, man of servile condition, an attendant or servant, nor free, or a person who is freeborn and not a slave, or who ceases to be a slave, freed, manumitted, free, exempt, unrestrained, and not bound by an obligation. No matter whether a person was a slave or not, whenever they accepted Jesus into their lives, there was no difference between them. But Christ is all, or the same to each and every person, and in all, which means with, within, and by each and every person who receives him. As we ponder Paul's words, perhaps we have been concerned between the separation of people into different groups. Society tends to divide people into different sections by nationality, economic status, positions in the workforce, race, ethnicity, culture, and creed. However, when we receive Jesus Christ, all the divisions fall away. Christ is all and in all. And those who know him as Paul desired that we should, know when we are in Christ and Christ is in us, there's to be no division at all. Next time, Paul tells the Colossians some specific things they should put on. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.